Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio speaking to a Festus football dream teamer. His name is Chase Rystrom. He played center in DT this year as a senior for Coach Rush Schmidt and the Festus Tigers. And Chase, at 6'1", 240, was right in the center of it all, being the center of the O-line, which makes perfect sense, obviously. And, well, basically, he helped contribute to the 3,700-plus rushing yards that the Festus team was able to put up this year, going 7-5. And Chase, I guess let's start there. Obviously, Coach Schmidt loves running the football, and that's what Festus' identity was this year. So I'm sure that made you pretty happy to be able to, you know, be able to get in and block just about every play for your team. But talk about the year that you guys had as an O-line and as a team as a whole, you know, running the football.
You know, we came into the season just thinking, you know, we're going to play smash mouth football. I mean, so Coach Charter moved to offensive coordinator, so all our linemen pretty much knew that we weren't ever really going to throw the ball. It was going to be rare. We probably threw the ball probably 3 times a game. So we had a lot of fun. We really, the first year that we've really cut blocked a lot, that's really all we did. And, yeah, it was a very fun year on offense.
And let's talk about your defense as well. You play both ways. Coach put on here 13 tackles, 10 assists, one fumble recovery for you this year. Talk about your defensive play and your thoughts on how you did this season.
We did. I mean, as a team whole, I think that I just contributed to the team. It wasn't a one-person effort. It wasn't a one-person effort for anybody this year. This whole team was really based on, it was everybody all put together. We had talent, but it wasn't good enough talent to where we could all just one person take control of the game. It was a team effort this year, and our defense really stepped up this year and helped out our offense. So I think we had a great year on defense.
And another thing on the offensive side of things, Coach Schmidt put this down in his comments, talking about how the fact that you've been doing this for a little while now, not necessarily the center position because you moved over to center from guard last year, but you know what it takes to perform well on the O-line. And he talked about how there weren't really any exchange problems between you and either, you know, Doyle or the other quarterback who's escaping my thoughts right now. But yeah, that I'm sure as a center, you must have taken great pride in the fact that, you know, things were kind of smooth between you and the quarterback.
It's not something that really needs to happen. It's something that I can control. And if I can control it, I'm going to do my best to not let it happen. So we didn't have any fumbles this year. It was really something we worked on. It was for every game, after every practice, we were taking snaps before practice. So, I mean, we worked really hard on it. It was just basically muscle memory. We weren't even thinking about it anymore, about fumbling the ball. So
Austin Cole, by the way, I remembered his name there, so I apologize to Austin. But when it comes to the dream team, a lot of, you know, quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs get a lot of the love, but it was pretty clear this year that there were some great linemen on a lot of the teams from around here. You know, Fox had a couple make dream team. Hillsborough had one that made dream team, and Joe Becker, and you as well. You're an offensive lineman, a center, and you got to be on dream team. Sort of not necessarily the forgotten, but the non-recognized when it comes to, you know, the big time awards. So how does it make you feel that you got a chance to be selected on dream team by area coaches?
It feels great. I mean, it's actually a very great honor to me. I mean, it feels like all the hard work I've really put in. I put in hard work for 4 years straight ever since I was a freshman. It's really starting to pay off, and I'm pretty much glad I did it. So yeah.
Can you kind of give us an idea as to what Chase Rystrom went through when it came to working on his, you know, technique and working on getting better?
Oh, I've been doing this. It was basically me and my dad out in the backyard. I mean, it started since I was little. I really took all that since I was little and just wanted to get better and better and better. And then finally started lifting probably my 7th or 8th grade year and gotten stronger. And then if I put those two together, my hard work and just lifting, I mean, I think it made me into a great football player and what I am today.
Another thing that I think is kind of amusing to me, and maybe you've caught this before, but whenever like a running back has a milestone year or a quarterback has a milestone year, one of the things that's talked about is that they pay for like a dinner, like they take out the lineman, the offensive lineman, for dinner just to sort of show that appreciation. Did you get any of that kind of love from your quarterbacks and running backs this year?
So we'll have the game on Friday, and then it's usually either on Monday or Tuesday, Colin will go and get a sausage biscuit for breakfast in the morning, and that's just been a tradition for the last 3 years that the quarterback will go and get us breakfast in the morning. So I think it's pretty cool of Colin to give back to us and kind of tell us thank you in that way.
Yeah, that's very cool. Where is he going to get those biscuits?
McDonald's. So, yeah.
Now, is that your favorite fast food place, or you go elsewhere?
Actually, half of our football team works there. I mean, me, Jack, Dom, Jaden, we all work there. So, it's whatever, I guess.
Okay, that's interesting. Do y'all work at the one in Festus?
Crystal City, kind of the Twin City.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's kind of right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very neat. I know you've got a younger brother, Jaden, running back for you guys. I guess he got near 1,000 yards, maybe not quite that, but obviously a pivotal part of y'all's offense this season. What's that brother dynamic like to be able to go on the field and you know, be entrenched in a battle, if you will, you know, once a night every week?
You know what? It's really, in all honesty, it was very much the highlight of my year, and that's really what I'm going to miss about football, because my sophomore year, I played varsity as a center, and my older brother played Tyler, and so we kind of played on the same team. And then there was that year where Jaden was a sophomore, and I was a junior, and so he didn't get as much playing time. And then this year he was really a star for us. This year he really helped out our team a lot and contributed it, and it was just a lot of fun. It's something I'm always going to remember. And if he wants to come play college football with me, then I would love to play with him again. It's something I'm really going to miss, and I'm going to remember it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I hope that works out for you guys. Speaking of, I'm glad you brought it up. what is next for Chase Rystrom when it comes to college football? Anything going on yet?
I haven't really committed anywhere. I'm choosing between 6 or 7 colleges, and I've got like top 3, and that's really that.
All right, very well. Well, best of luck there. And I know going through the Festus football program, You learn rather quickly that Coach Russ Schmidt has been doing this a while, and you know that he's going to bring some great values to you and life lessons. Can you kind of share with me and our listeners just what Coach Schmidt has been able to teach you throughout all of your time under him?
I think Coach Schmidt, I think that just the seniors and us talking about it, when you hit your senior year, you know that's really what Coach Schmidt is out there for. And in all honesty, half of his, like 25% of his job is coaching football. That's 75% of that job is really making us into men. It's making us into fathers and a great husband. And I think that Coach Schmidt has done a very good job, especially with the senior class, with what we're seeing, with how immature we were, about how much we've matured over the years with him. And I think he's done a great job with it.
All right, very neat. I'm sure he'll love to hear that. Can you kind of just, as we wrap up this Dream Team interview with you, Chase, can you kind of just dive into other folks who have had an impact on your life?
I would say, you know, there's probably 3 people outside of sports that I've had the biggest impact, and that's, or well, 4 people. That's my grandparents, and that's my stepmom, my dad, and my mom. They've probably had the greatest impact on me. And then the coaches, of course, yeah. Of course, coaches, every single one of them. I love them all.
All right, very cool. Hey, Chase, congratulations on being a Dream Teamer this year. You know, your senior year, you got that one Dream Team selection, and I know that's a great way for you to go out. And so hope the best for you and your future, and whatever college is going to get you, obviously, is going to get a good young man. So congratulations on Dream Team, and best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Chase Rystrom, Festus football center and DT, defensive tackle, Dream Teamer, in his senior year for the Festus football Tigers.